No, don't look. It's not no. this time. And they also given us homework to think about.
Yeah.
Think about it.
See, the thing is, the question about you know, in Karma Yoga, there is some methods. You have Raja Yoga, this method. Bhakti Yoga, this method. What is Jnana Yoga? See, Bhakti Yoga, there's Upasanas are there. Karma Yoga, there are specific methods. Raja Yoga, Dhyana, there's a method. Hatha Yoga, all this you have, physical lesson. But we talk about Jnana Yoga, what is Jnana Yoga? In fact, Shankara says there is no Jnana Yoga. Jnana is sadhya. But for us to practice, it has got three things. Shravanam, Mananam, Nidityasana. Shravanam means hearing. What we are doing now is Jnana Yoga. Hearing, when you hear, you always keep on hearing more and more and more and more and more. You hear good things. See, God has given five senses, you know. Eye is very important, but eye has got a lid. It'll close. Mouth will close. Even nose has got a lot of impediments. The one that is always open is ears. Ears has no closing. Because it will receive information. It is Shravanam. When you receive good knowledge by hearing it, more than studying it, because hearing is better. It goes straight into your heart. But when you receive something by Shravanam, and when you do think about it, why did he say this way? This doesn't see, for example, we just know God said, you are the Atma, Aprameya, Nirvikara, Nitya, Satya. But I am not that. So my experience doesn't seem to be correlating with what Krishna is saying. When you think about this, it's manana. Questions, not answers, questions. But when you think about it, don't think that because it doesn't tally with your belief that the teacher is wrong or the text is wrong. You must think that I am not yet there to understand. That bhavana is very important. So when you do mananam, see, that's why Jnana Yoga is very simple. You don't need a mat, you don't need the puja patram, you don't need the swami vigraham. When you hear good things, you are Jnana Yoga. When you think something, it's Jnana Yoga. The nidityasanam is the most important one. When you think, when you hear, when you think, when you hear, when you think, some stage when you get hold of this truth, it comes like a thread. It's called sutratma. Like now, when you get a thread, you hang and hold it and then climb up. It just opens up a little bit. You know, you get sometimes that bliss sometime. In get up and or something. Sometimes you have this bliss. That is that bliss. When you have that kind of bliss, you hold on to the bliss and try to extend the bliss. And they say the bliss happens in the early mornings. It's called Brahma Muhurtaha. Time. The Brahmam is there. Nidityasanam is holding it because you will talk about the guna bedam in Bhagavad Gita, one whole chapter is there. To get a sat gunam, good thinking, you need that kind of a pious atmosphere. So holding on to that one, and that's nidityasanam. So this is Jnana Yoga. So the question that I give you is for your manana. So may God bless. Thank you.
Maybe a longer answer, but maybe it's not enough for everyone. The mantra Sri Ram that you have given today with a new meaning and different components to it, I'm sure it's applicable to the entirety in life for each of us. But it's also applicable to the daily work patterns and whatever we have, goals or whatever we want. Can you take an example and correlate that to SRIRAM? For example, I want to buy a bus. Okay, that's the objective.
Buy a?
A bus or a vehicle. How do I apply the mantra to this? I'm not getting it, I'm not able to get it. Things like those. If you can just elaborate, just apply that, the mantra to this, so that we can go away and start applying it to some other aspect.
Okay. If I understand you correctly.
A house, for example. I want to buy a house, but I'm not able to get it.
Okay. So what you are basically, if I understand you, you leave this Atma and Atma with you. In your laukika, in your worldly affairs, I have a motive, an objective, which we assume that genuine. You don't want to buy a bus by stealing money, but your genuine means you want to achieve some objective in life. But it is not happening. How do I go about doing that one there?
I just
want
to link it to the
street. Okay, okay. You gave me an intellectual exercise. But, I will try to do my justice there. But see, to go to that thing, answer, let's take one step backwards and say, all this samsara, this life, it's not bad. It's not sin. You know, some people say you are a sinner. It's fine to say that, to know that you have not purified yourself, but if it is all wrong to live a life, to buy things and have a family, then why did God made all those things? So that is fundamentally wrong. Therefore, only the sannyasi who renunciates everything goes away, he is the uttama purusha, everybody else is wrong. That is not the case. Sannyasam is not giving up everything, wearing a robe and wearing a big beard. That's not the thing. That helps you to differentiate yourself physically. It is about how you go about doing this. See, by learning all this, you don't need to go to moksha. You can be a samsara, but come there as an avatar purusha. Why did Rama come? Why Krishna comes in this world? So therefore, having a genuine desire in life and then achieving towards is fine. But you do that as an Ishwarapana. This is the important point. When we want to acquire a house or acquire a promotion, acquire a job, marry somebody, get the thing. When that is, first of all, the motive is good motive. Whether you will get it or not, not sure. Because what you get, when you come to this level of samsara, you are an anatma-atma mix. Chitabhas. So you are a karta and you are a bhokta. You are here to do a job and enjoy it. But God made a very simple role. He is very fair. He says, my role is, I am a karma balatata. I will give you, I'll make sure you get what you worked for. Therefore, you work, you make. But you work hard and you don't make it. So the only reason for that you don't make it is because that enjoyment of that effort that you put in there is not able to come to you in this body, in this life, but it will come again. It's called adrishtam. Drishtam means invisible. Adrishtam means which you don't see it. This is the big chapter itself. So here what I would say, when you are aiming for an objective for it, in Yoga Sutra it says, you become the thought. So when you are asking for it, see, Lord Anjaneya was writing Ramanama in a leaf. Rama was sitting there. Lakshmana says, Rama is here. Parabrahman is here. You're not looking at his form and you're writing the name for it. And he says, the form will go away. The form will go away. Because if you have a form, you cannot define a form unless you have boundaries. Any form should have, a picture should have a boundary. If it's boundary, it is finite. If it's finite, it will die. That's why Rama avataram will finish, Krishna avataram will finish. But the Rama Nama will not finish. In Dalitashastra, it's called Sabdartha Brahma. Saptam Artham. When you think of a house, you think of a meaning of house. There may be hundreds of houses. House may come, house may go. But the meaning and the word are married together like Parvati and Parameshwara. So therefore, the Ramanama, when you take it as a mantra jabam, when you do that with what you want to achieve. What will happen when you are looking for the house, when you do that, when you have a punya, when you have praraptam, you will attain it. But what may also happen, the punya is like a currency. You can exchange it. In each country you go, you can exchange it. Exactly like that. But you can also exchange it for something better. House is a prayers, what gives you happiness. But something that gives you goodness. Goodness and happiness are two different things. Goodness is Shreyas. What will happen in Hindu Rama Japam? The Rama, the Atma, will think this devotee is doing with the house as the main thing. Like, you know, in a child, when you want a child, you give her £1, you know, one gold coin and one lollipop, it will pick the lollipop. You throw the £1 coin. The compassionate mother will take the coin and keep it there because it is going to help the child. So Rama will be watching you and say, look, you're looking for the house. The prarabdham is not letting you have the house this time, for example. But this one, you go something else. He will make a change in your mind. Surprise, surprise, you won't be asking for a house anymore. You'll ask for something else. When you're asking for something else, the house will be there. God will now give you, you didn't ask for the house, you're asking for something else, but I'm going to give you a house. He's going to test you. So that is the only way I can say. So this mantra, any mantra you take it, you can start with anything, any sat objective in this world. But it will take you somewhere else. Accept what is given. So I don't know if that answers the question better.
I think this is a fact. Everybody's life has happened like that. We want something, we don't get it, but we want something bigger, better. And out of nothing.
Exactly.
I think everyone will think about life, we have got it. So it's not that by chanting any mantra I'll get what I want. Because in that case that is inaction. So we have to do something to get that. And even then I may not get it. That's again accepting it, you say.
Yeah.
But if you keep doing that, that something, sometimes we get something without working, we just get it.
The trick is to do that with the Krishnarpanam, Ishwarpanam.
Without seeking.
Work is worship. You don't need to go to temple to do worship. Everything you do, when you cook, you worship. When you gardening, you worship. Everything you do, you say worship. Then it's enough. Exactly. I think so. I think so. Thank you, Ram, for the question.
I'm sure you have triggered everybody. It's an excellent talk, and we are really grateful to you. But I'll request one of our students to give a formal.
Okay.
It's pain from playing cricket yesterday. My attachment to having fun and playing cricket. First, I'd like to thank the Siddhashram for giving us this slot, this time to come here and practice beautiful chants and have an open discussion, which we can all enjoy. I'd like to thank Balaji for selflessly helping us and correcting our pronunciation every week without any question. And thank Balaji for a beautiful, beautiful explanation for any level of understanding to understand and, you know, to think further on it and ask questions and understand what Bhagwan is trying to tell us and guide us. I also must thank the Almighty for giving us this opportunity. So, Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Thank you, Rajaji.
On behalf of the class, Naresh will give a small token gift to Raja. Thank you, Balaji.
Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya.
Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya.
Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya.
Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya.
Mrityo Ma Amritangamaya.
Mrityo Ma Amritangamaya.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you all very much, and without your presence it would not have been possible, and of course Raja made it very memorable. Thank you very much.